All right, City Council meeting for Tuesday, January 6, 2026, called order. Invocation by Councilman Jerry Johnson, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful day that you've given us. You bless us in so many ways, and we just thank you that you are a big part of the city of our lives. Lord, we just praise you. You have always been with us wherever we needed you. You came and you helped us. Bless this day. Bless everyone here. Give them safe journeys wherever they're going. Be with the council and mayor tonight. Give us the wisdom of Solomon and to continue making Orange Beach a great place to live, family friendly and family oriented and safe. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Robertson.
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson.
Here.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. Entertain a motion to consider tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Consideration of previous minutes from a work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, work session, 12-2-25, another work session, 12-10-25. No objections. Reading the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? There are no corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
Mayor,
go ahead. Mr. Johnson, go ahead.
I was just going to make, we had a ribbon cutting at our wildlife center this morning. And saw a beautiful, beautiful place. And if you ever get a chance to go by there and take a look, but Philip and his team have done a wonderful job. Those people out there, they love what they are doing, and they're taking care of animals, and no matter four leg or two leg or what. So we're very proud of it. And if you get a chance to get out there, they'll give you a great tour.
Anyone else?
Mayor, I just wanted to mention, y'all may know him or not, but Captain Randy Boggs, an owner of San Roque Marina, charter fishing captain, owned numerous boats, promoted our fishing industry and very helpful, passed away. He's been battling cancer, and his services are going to be Friday evening out at his house. His wife Susan, and has served on the our Visitors Bureau, representing the fishing industry for many years. And I can't say good enough things about Mr. Randy. The battle's over for him. I know where he's at. And just wanted to mention that to him. We lost a good one there. That's it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Well, if you don't know by now, I had a fun bonfire in front of my house the last few nights ago. And I got to watch our police and fire in action, and they said it was one of the most difficult, if not the most difficult, vehicle fire they'd ever had to put out because the gas tank was full and was leaking. And so it just kept burning for 15 plus minutes. And as I think a lot of you know, we just moved into our new house, and the truck was sitting within 2 feet of the house, and they kept the fire away, kept it cool. But we were asleep and awoken by somebody just happened to be driving by. And if they hadn't have driven by, there's no doubt in my mind there would have been an explosion because the fire was unchecked and it was 15-foot flames. So I, in watching them and their dedication and efficiency and the police, them working together, I'm very proud, extremely proud to know we have such a professional police and fire department. So thank y'all. Appreciate you. Anybody knows an adjuster at Alpha favorably, please let me know. I'm going to lose my butt on this truck, man. All right, auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest or within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in SWIFT supply or within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Motion carries. Okay, this is, I have a proclamation here declaring January 2026 as Human Trafficking Awareness Month. And I think we all know that it is rampant in this country, and it is happening not necessarily right here in Orange Beach, but yes, it is, and up and down the I-10 corridor in a big way. So folks that deal with that and chase these babies down and these ladies down to save them, they're amazing people, and we have a group right here in town that does that. So, but I'm not going to read the whole thing, but the summation is, whereas National Human Trafficking Prevention Month is an opportunity to raise awareness and educate everyone how they can prevent and respond to human trafficking, be it proclaimed by the Orange Beach City Council and Mayor that January 2026 is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. So we appreciate those folks that's on the front line battling that.
Yes.
Mayor, we have a note, Nancy and Brianna Feiger on behalf of the Children's Aid Society of Alabama. Are they here?
I did get a note from Brianna that she might have been held up at work. I think she works for the DA's office.
Okay.
So, but they had wanted a picture
to
send to post on their website.
Okay.
If you guys want to take it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You works. Wanted autographed?
No. Autographed.
You already signed it.
All right.
Thank you, Renee.
Ready? If they get here or whatever we need to do, we'll do that. So. Moving to new business resolution authorizing payment, $3,000 to the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber for annual electronic recycling paper shred event.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution.
And that is Saturday, y'all, out at the Gulf State Park Pavilion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Go ahead, Greg.
This Saturday?
Yes,
this Saturday.
Greg Alexander, Coastal Alabama Business Chamber. Yes, and thank you so much for your support. A lot of partnership here. It is 8 to noon. At the Gulf State Park Pavilion, and we'll take up to 50 pounds of shred from, per car, and also electronics unlimited there. So it's been a great service. We've got a lot of use out of that each year, and we couldn't be possible without you all. So thank you so much.
We've had a lot of our residents say thank you for our participation in that.
Thank you.
Yes. So all those old tube TVs
that
are in rental units, we can bring those on Saturday?
You can bring
perfect.
Those. And a side note to our junior leadership that we have 20 or so from Orange Beach High School are participating in that program. They will also be there helping folks as well. So
good.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Is there anything you can't bring, like paint? I would assume
no,
you paint. Couldn't bring.
Right. Just mainly the electronics and then shred documents. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Yes, sir. No CRTs.
No CRTs. Thank you, Jack.
Now, what is that? I know how to spell it. So what is it?
It's
cathode ray tube?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
I figured you had one, Jack.
Those last. They'll work for 20 years. It's new stuff, you know. 5 years, you got to buy another. All right. Did we vote on that?
Yes.
All right. Resolution authorizing execution of a third amendment to the grant award agreement with the National Audubon Society for Stewardship of Coastal Alabama Beach Nesting Bird Habitat.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution appointing members to the Employees Leave Bank Committee.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution declaring certain personal property owned by the City of Orange Beach as surplus, unneeded, and authorizing the mayor and city clerk to dispose of such property.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Renee.
Yes.
A whole laundry list of stuff that
yes.
we do every year.
Yes. Yeah. And finally getting rid of a lot of vehicles that most
yeah.
of which don't run at all anymore. We may bring back a couple of these to council to donate to some other cities
okay.
that have made requests to us, but
right.
Once we get that together, we'll bring that back.
Any value on gov deals on any of that stuff?
Yeah, usually we get some, okay. even the ones that don't run, we'll get some. People will buy them for parts and stuff,
but we'll
it's minimal.
Some of the requests
yeah.
from some other municipalities possibly.
Yeah, yeah, and you guys will review before we do that.
Good deal. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions regarding it? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution amending the employee's pay plan job listing to accommodate approved 2026 budget.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution adopting an updated schedule of fees for processing, providing public records.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And for those questioning, these fees have not been updated since, what, 1997?
97.
So, and I think, as everyone knows, fees in a municipality should run parallel with cost. Mm-hmm. So it's time they be updated.
And really, the fees have not gone up much. The structure of them has changed, but there was like videotape language and previous stuff. So it's really just to update the way that we're currently distributing, mostly through by email records requests now.
And cities our size also have similar fee schedules: Gulf Shores, Hoover, Alexander City. So we are not alone in having a fee schedule for public records requests.
Okay, moving to ordinances. The first reading ordinance amending and restating Chapter 30, Article 5, City of Orange Beach Beach Code of Ordinance to be retitled Wetland Preservation Mitigation.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any discussion? Any questions? All right, call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Okay, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll move right to the Committee of the Whole meeting. So, Committee of the Whole for Tuesday, January 6, 2026, call to order. I'm sorry, Woody, did you want to say something? Me and you on the same page, brother. Go ahead. All right, Committee of the Whole, Tuesday, January 6, 2026, call to order. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Robertson?
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Here.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Considering previous minutes, regular council meeting Committee of the Whole of 12-16-25. Move forward for review. Under unfinished business, discuss school board appointment. Several members are still doing due diligence and wish more time, as I would as well. And I think trying to formulate a structured process is, I think, is important. And we're looking into the legalities of how to do that and include an interview process. So as Good. We get that Good. Somehow pulled together, we'll move that to you guys for your review and your input. So.
Yes.
But the hurdle we're now is just making sure, looking at what the legalities, what we are able to do and not to do.
Gotcha.
Moving to new business under resolution. Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with Wetland Sciences. Develop Orange Beach component of the Orange Beach, Alabama Beach Mouse Habitat Conservation Plan, $53,100. Resolution authorizing the execution of amended covenant of purpose, use and ownership, Gulf Coast Ecosystem Restoration Council, expansion of Orange Beach Wildlife Rehabilitation Education Program. Resolution creating and appointing America 250 AL Committee.
Can we talk about that?
Yes, please.
Great. Let's talk. Tell me what we're doing. MA.
There was a request that came in. I believe from Mateo Johnson for us to join in on the America, the 250 years celebration for the birthday of America.
Correct.
And so part of that initiative is that the umbrella organization has advised cities to create committees and have events that celebrate this historical time. So this is us doing the first step, which is creating the committee.
As America celebrates 250 years, Orange Beach is going to celebrate 40 years? exist?
41 will be.
41. Okay. 41.
Same age as me.
84. 60. Sorry, guys. I just turned 60 last week, so my memory's not. The math is slowing down. A lot of things.
41.
I just think that's awesome. We should celebrate Orange Beach too. But anyways, that's great. Thank you.
Well, I think, and you and I talked, I think this should be a community-driven committee and event, not necessarily us driving it. It needs to be community-oriented. So I think she's in agreement and go try to pull all that together. So be careful what you ask for. So.
Well, I think it's awesome. Thank you.
It is. Resolution authorizing execution professional services agreement with Sawgrass, civil engineering land services, land surveying services. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Sawgrass. Survey proposed site on new civic center is $16,500. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a tractor for public works street department through Southwell, $39,794.88. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a track loader, public works, Sourcewell Parish Tractor Company, $109,031.96. Resolution authorizing the purchase of two utility vehicles for public works, refuse department, Sourcewell Parish Tractor Company, $43,744.26. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a dump truck for public works, Kenworth Mobile, $205,000. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a leaf vacuum, Public Works Refuse Department, Environmental Products Group, $79,239.23. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle for the Coastal Resources Department through state bid, $68,532.
Mayor, can I say something, Mr. Tucker? No, keep on going. I see some more on this list. Go ahead, sir. Oh.
Yeah.
He's not finished listening to the last item.
He ain't here. So you out of luck, bud.
I just want to say something. Shout out to Public Works. I know this is a lot of money. It's in the budget. But we can't ask you to keep our city clean. And all the projects, the cleaning of ditches and everything that you all do in your department.
Yes.
In conjunction with the other departments. Can't ask you to do all these things if we don't give you the resources to be successful. But a shout out, because every Sunday when I'm in town, I see somebody picking up trash, and the people know it. Our residents love it. Our visitors love it. And yes, this is a lot, Tim. You didn't have to come to the meeting. I got your back. We'll get it done.
However, it would be nice if you could get some for like $29.99. Just every now and then.
And you're going to get a $29.99 job. But Tim, good to see you here, and thank you. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I think people don't realize 2017, I mean 17 years ago when I started, the properties that we maintained was nothing compared to the $50-plus million worth of properties we have bought and now added to that. So, I mean, it is, what would you say, 10 times what we had 17 years ago, it seems like? The pure volume of landscaping and up is huge. So
I remember our first lawnmower, the city right-of-ways, it was a lone Kubota bush hog, and it worked 12 months out of the year. We probably had 5 people in your department. How many do you have now?
50.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know. You can go in a city in this county that's better kept than Orange Beach. You don't see anybody, I really don't see a lot of people out riding the sides of roads picking up trash. I'm sure they're there, you know.
Yes.
And take pride in what they're doing.
Kudos. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
so.
That's right.
Kudos, hats off, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Oh, no, you don't have to.
You show up once a month, and then all we do is brag on you. I don't get it, man.
What, is he retired? What's going on?
All right, resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle for Coastal Resources Department, McSweeney Auto Group, $43,856.57. Resolution authorizing the purchase of 2 fire engine trucks for the fire department, Houston Galveston Area Council Emergency Equipment Professionals, $2,017,624.
Yeah, and just to...
Yeah.
You might want to leave on this one. Might want to leave on this one, what I'm about ready to say.
They better be...
That face is turning red.
Why are you so red, Chief? Yeah, no. Why are you so red?
I knew this was going
to
happen.
Fire engine red.
Are they self-driving?
Well, they're self-driving. They're fire trucks. They know we have to buy them, so I guess they just go up every year in price. So these trucks are identical to the single engine that we bought when we started the Ono contract, the engine 4. We are requesting to purchase our approval of a commitment to purchase now. However, they will not be delivered for probably 32 months. Right. So it'll be a couple of years. So they're not due to be replaced now. The front two trucks we're replacing aren't due to be replaced now, but they will be by the time these were delivered.
And Chief, you still have a committee that does the specs and such for these trucks, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yes.
You still got that going.
Yes. And we've been thoroughly happy with the engine 4.
Right.
And the staff have been really happy with it, so we're building identical trucks to that truck.
Right. Yeah. What do we do with the old trucks? We trade them in, or
the two frontline trucks we're replacing with these will move to reserve, and then the two reserves that they're replacing there will be surplus.
Okay.
So we will be replacing two trucks. They are 2013 model Sutphin engines that have cost the city a lot of money this year in 25 alone. On repair and maintenance.
And in the past, surplus vehicles, we have gone out with brokers to sell them, specialty, or the council can choose to donate them to less financially.
Now, I know we went over this before. That is $2 million for two trucks.
It is. It is. It's a lot of money.
No firemen.
Welcome.
No firemen.
No firemen, just trucks.
Just trucks.
Hey. Yeah, and just to further explain outside of the fire truck, why you're seeing this many purchases in one meeting, it's because after the start of the year, these are all the capital expenditures that council has approved, so already through the budget. But the logic and what comes to you is anything that would have had to be bid, you'll notice these are all being purchased through contracts, which are approved by the state of Alabama for municipal use. So anything that would have had to be awarded by council, we still put in front of you guys so you know that it's being purchased and you still have the option to make that decision. Yeah. And that happens as well with, you'll see task orders for new projects.
Yeah.
So
some department heads will load up everything right in January that was approved in their budgets, but some equipment has to be purchased because of
dire needs. Yeah, we save some for later.
I didn't look at you. I looked back there at Tim Tucker.
Well, I'll hate to say it. It's probably a pretty good deal since I saw someone buy one for $1.8 million.
It depends on what you're buying. We really don't go all out on our trucks. We keep them pretty basic. The cost has gone up.
Well, I'm going to tell you, like I told Mr. Tucker, last night at the award ceremony for police and fire was great, but we can't ask you to do the great jobs that y'all do. The other chief's not here. Hey, without providing you the tools to be successful.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want fire trucks breaking down on
no,
the way to
No, we certainly
calls.
Don't.
Okay. Not wondering pickup trucks to put out.
Yeah.
Close to a house, too, a new house.
Thank you, Jeff.
Oh,
thank you, Chief.
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Say it again, Silver?
It ain't as funny the second time, so don't worry about it. Yeah. We good.
Something about putting out truck fires.
Oh, okay.
Truck fires.
Thank you.
It's funny, the flames are 15 feet tall. My boy runs out of the front door with three bottles of water in his hand. Had to grab him and pull him out. He was that freaked out. So, anyway, resolution authorizing execution of amended task order with Geocon Engineering, provide geotechnical testing and engineering services for pickleball courts, $9,000. All right. Any questions on anything?
For this last one, I'll just say you had previously approved one for like $6,000-something. This is an amended, updated cost. There was some additional scope of work for them to do the parking lots.
That's why. And it's coming along. It looks like
they are looking very good.
Yeah.
Hello, Fort Hanley, City Administrator. Since we're talking about budget and we talked about all the things that we're writing checks for, I did want to give you some good news on where we've ended 2025. So, of course, this is unaudited, but right now we're going to end the year with just under $121 million in liquid assets. So that's that, you know, keeps us more in line, be able to take care of a full year without, you know, having to go take additional debt. As of right now, our department heads are going to come in $2 million under budget for our operating expenses. So that'll take care of these engines 2 years from now. Our total revenues for 2025 came in at right at $111 million. And we were able to only spend $87.5 million. And then we also had $35 million of capital that we were able to take care of. So, you know, just really impressive that we were able to accomplish all those things over the last year and still stay with $121 million in the bank. And then also our investment income was at just over $4 million for the first time. So that was another big thing for this year. So credit to all the department heads for doing a great job of making sure that when they are going and buying these things, they are trying to pinch as much as they possibly can to get their bang for their buck. So I appreciate all them too.
Thank you. Absolutely.
I wonder how many other communities can say that.
Yeah.
We go a whole year, hurricane, whatever, not have to borrow a dime. That's pretty impressive. Thank you. Thank you.
We don't call them the H word up here. We call them a tropical.
Tropical.
Please don't say the H word. No H word.
No H word.
Yeah. You're still learning.
I'm learning.
Don't
I'm
you
new.
Have a song about that?
Yeah, I got one.
Well, it's hopefully a relief for our employees to know that they're not going to be,
right,
you know, looking for a job in the worst of times.
Yes. So yes.
They know that they're going to have a job for a while. And we are so blessed, and I sort of want to go back to that surplus program we started several years ago. There's a lot of stuff that we can sell, but when you look at the return on the surplus stuff versus the goodwill of donating it to less fortunate mm-hmm. cities, I mean, I think it's like tithing. I think the surplusing to people, like I said, the cities that don't have our revenues, I think is something I hope we continue. And
amen.
We don't have to nickel and dime ourselves to to make the make ends meet. So. All right, anybody else? Anything else? Anybody in the audience? Any questions, thoughts, concerns? Okay, dope. All right.
Yeah, we do need an executive session. And
move to enter executive session to discuss pending litigation.
Second.
A declaration is required by the Alabama Open Meetings Act for executive session for pending litigation. State for the record, I'm a duly qualified attorney licensed to practice in the state of Alabama and have personal knowledge to provide the declaration for the executive sessions for the purposes of pending litigation.
Okay, probably last 30 minutes and we will not reconvene. So if you want to say your goodbyes, then you say your goodbyes now. You won't see us again. Yeah.
Hey, thanks, everybody.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.